This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Ken is in Brooklyn. What's up, Ken?
Kenny.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good. What's up, Ken?
Hanging in, buddy. What's going on?
So I want to talk about Aaron Judge, but just talking about like that little hustle factor. Freddie Freeman running out an infield hit, right, with his hurt leg is just kind of like the difference. But that's not what I called about.
Well,
what
you talking
2 nights ago.
Yes, beating out the double play. Yeah. I mean, how does that happen?
Right? Like, you know, it's just the hustle factor that Sal was talking about, busting ass down the line. But anyway, I wanted to talk about Aaron Judge. So it's interesting because obviously he's been on the schneid as far as his postseason performance. And last night he came out and hit a blast. And then, which is completely forgotten with all good reason, he made a sick catch, right, against the wall. Like no one's even discussing it because it got entirely undermined by his flub. And then I was thinking, like, as history goes on, will that go down, perhaps, is like the worst defensive play? To me, it reminds me of Buckner. And it's interesting. It's also the Red Sox unraveled. It wasn't just Buckner.
I think this is worse than Buckner, Ken. I honestly do, because the thing with Buckner, you got to remember this. Buckner was out there because his manager, McNamara, wanted him to be in the celebration because he was a vital piece of that team that year. And his ankles were jacked. He couldn't move, but it was more of a sentimental move. I think Stapleton, if I have that name right.
Yeah,
I think Stapleton
yeah.
was the defensive. Okay. But he left Stapleton on the bench, and he kept him out there to reward his guy, which on a lot of levels I do understand. But why Buckner's is more acceptable, number one, he was jacked up. Number two, there's more elements to the play. You got Mookie, who flies, cooking down that line. And Buckner's back, obviously playing no doubles defense, guarding the line. He's not even with the bag. He's back. So he's got to get, I don't know if I had to guess, 8 to 10 feet to first base. He's already hanging by a thread. Mookie's flying. All Judge has to do. Now, he made the play more complicated by looking at first base. And was that, that was her name. That was Kiki. He's going, no, he's not tagging up. The ball, like, if anybody's ever played softball, there's the 9 conventional positions, then there's this position in softball called shallow center field. He's the shallow center fielder. They're basically behind second base. That's kind of where the ball was, not quite that much, but there is no chance that he's going. And unless I had this wrong, he was not running on the play. It was just, all right, routine. Well, I don't think he was running. Now, was he running?
I don't think he was running on the play.
But even if he was, it doesn't matter. He just... I think it's worse than Buckner.
Is it just Judge trying to do too much then in that spot?
100%, evidently.
Right, because we look at it and say, well, what are you supposed to say about that play? How does that happen? Well, what happens is maybe Judge is feeling, I hate even using the term pressure because I don't think it's pressure about Judge, but maybe just feeling like it's the World Series, I need to do more. And like over, instead of just simplifying, hey, it's a lazy fly ball to center,
yep.
catch it and move on, mm-hmm. like any other player would do at any other time, he's amped up and locked in and World Series and, oh, well, let me see if I can get this guy off first, as opposed to just simplifying and forgetting that you got to catch the ball first. Like, no, you don't need to try to be a hero
yeah.
and pick the guy off at first base. He's not going anywhere. You don't need to double him up. Cole Dealing, catch the damn ball.
But, okay, but those are two different. I want to make sure I got you right on this. So, because those are two different things, at least, unless I misheard it. Do you think that he was trying to do too much, or do you think he was, because of the World Series, like frazzled and like what, not locked in? Because,
no, I think trying to do too much.
Okay, because I can make the case now, if he didn't go yard early, if he doesn't make that sick catch in left center field, then I still wouldn't, because it's such an easy routine play for anybody beyond the age of 9. Honestly, I would say that it's not him being overwhelmed or playing tight. I think maybe he was emboldened. He, in his own mind, he's like, hey, I'm cooking, man. I went yard. I'm changing the narrative. I slammed it to a fence and made a sick play, and I'm going to try to keep this thing moving and be a hero. And I know kind of the same thing, but he's not a selfish player, so I know that that sounds like a selfish motivation, and to me, it's not derived from selfishness. But when you say, hey, hero ball, you just think that, right? It's not.
No.
It's not. It's just him maybe feeling himself for the first time in a while, saying, I'm an Uber athlete. Maybe this guy's a little further off the bag than I think, and I got a rocket for an arm, and let's go. I'm getting two.
Exactly. I think you nailed it. Getting carried away in some of the success and fueling himself a little bit. There's no excuse for it. No. Mark is in Manhattan. What's up, Mark?
I can't believe that happened.
Me neither. And it was worse than Buckner.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thank you for taking the call.
You got it, buddy.
Hey, so one other thing I want to talk about Judge, but one other reason why I think it's worse than Buckner is because the Red Sox still had one more game after that gaffe, right, to be able to win the World Series. Here, he lost the game and lost the World Series with the error. So it's a little bit worse in that regard.
Well, if you start bringing in the circumstance, like if you just take the play for what it was, this to me was a billion times worse than Buckner. BT just laid it out before for all those reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
If you start factoring in the circumstances, the one that hurt more was Buckner, because they lost that game and their opportunity to win the World Series. He makes that play. They win the World Series. Yeah, right. They're going to win the World Series.
Yeah, it's over. Right. That's true.
Was the game already tied at that point, actually? So, no, they wouldn't have won the
Series. Oh, yeah. I think the game was tied.
Yeah, the game was tied at that point. But, you know,
when Kevin Mitchell scored the wild pitch?
The pivotal moment in the game.
Yeah, still in that. Right. You don't lose that game right there and your chance to win the World Series. You push it to extra innings, whatever it may be. Right. The game was already tied on the wild pitch. But still, like the Yankees were down. No, it's okay. I'll just finish the thought. The Yankees were down already 1-3 in the series. So to me, the circumstance was way worse for Buckner. The play was worse for Judge. Go ahead.
Yeah. So as far as Judge goes, I mean, I've been on hold, and an hour and a half into this, and I'm listening to the morning shows, and I'm listening to you guys, and I'm just hearing Yankee, and it's just like, and BT, you laid it out nicely about Boone. But, like, we're blaming Boone, we're blaming this guy, we're blaming Volpe, we're blaming some guy called a little while ago, blaming the pitching coach for not. I mean, this comes down, in my opinion, to one guy, and that's Aaron Judge. Even in game one, yes, Boone didn't make the right calls, but did Judge not come up in the top of the ninth with two on, with a chance to do it? And it's year after year that he continues to not perform. He did that stupid thing when he signed with Jordan, where he did the thing like Jordan with the rings. The guy could not be the more opposite of Michael Jordan than any athlete that I've seen that performs at such a high level in the regular season. If this was any other sport, a Nick guy or a guy on the Jets, we would be killing this
Mark,
guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Real question for you.
Yeah.
I respect what you're saying. I get it. And I also, I don't know if you missed it, but pertaining to the play, I said, hey, that's the most unforgivable defensive play in the history of the Yankees. Okay, in their playoff history. So I did get on them. If somebody calls the Yankees, let's say Soto goes to the Mets or goes to the Giants and Soto's out of the equation. Somebody calls the Yankees, the Cubs, I don't know, whoever doesn't get Soto, and they say, you know what? We want Aaron Judge. We will pay the entire freight. We're not looking at you for you to to lap off any of the money. So it basically sounds like you're saying, but I want your answer. You want to kind of move on from Judge. I mean, what else do you do at this point?
What I'm saying is that you need to get a player that has the performance factor in the playoffs, because it's clear that we've given Judge year after year
His name is Juan Soto.
Right. I mean, you can't find a better one, and thank you for the call, Mark.
He hit 19. He hit 410, whatever the hell he hit with the Nationals. Won the World Series.
They purposely went and got the best player that they could get, not just the best player available, but the best player in the postseason as well, which is why I fell in love with Soto in 2019 for what he did with the Washington Nationals. And you saw what he did again in the postseason. Juan Soto is the same person he is on opening day as he is on the final day of Game 5 of the World Series. And that's a special player. Judge hasn't proven to be that yet, but you can't say, well, they need to get somebody else. They just got the best that they could get. And even if they keep him, it might not be enough. It wasn't enough this year. I don't think, though, I'm not going to go nuts on Judge. Now, that play, let's say if you eliminate that play from center field last night, but they still lose the game.
Okay.
It's the home run last night, but they lose that game. Anyway, which I thought was going to happen, by the way. We felt like Judge was going to, at some point he was going to start to score, but it was a lot of other things. So how would you evaluate his series then? Would you say that Judge was the main culprit, or just because of that error now he's going to feel the vitriol of fans?
I honestly still think I would say Boone was number one. He set the tone for the game one decisions, as I laid out a million times. I would get on Judge. Hey, he can't escape the wrath entirely. He's Aaron Judge, making $400 million.
No, but if he doesn't make
the MVP twice.
But if he doesn't make that bad play in center.
No, I know what you're saying. So, like,
do
if
we
the
think
Yankees
he has
lose,
an all-time bad series? Like,
I mean, what's different from him and Winfield?
Yeah, I mean,
except Winfield hit 45, so literally there's a slight statistical difference. But if the Yankees are losing five and he's got the home run, even with the home run and the great play last night, but he doesn't drop the ball in center.
Yeah.
Maybe the energy and the ire is a little less vitriol. I don't have any vitriol towards Aaron.
Right.
I love and respect the hell out of him, but you got to call for what it is. He's the most colossal gaffe I've ever seen as a Yankee. But you got to be honest in your assessments of the, certainly with the superstars, he wouldn't escape my wrath. I would never make it personal, but he hit 130, struck out half the time.
I'll put it
Yankees
this way.
Yankees lost.
Yeah, and it's fair. I'll put it this way. When I'm evaluating the Yankees as a whole, they've got a lot of problems. Aaron Judge, to me, is the bottom of the list.
I agree with that. So that's what makes it tricky. But now if he, so that's the big picture. But if we do, and we did, and we always will, a micro analysis of each game, even the games in the previous series, how many times did he get up? First and second, nobody out. How many times did he come through? Basically none.
Right.
So
starting with the Royal Series, you're
right. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, you could have tacked on and made those games easier.
Sal, it's been 3 weeks of somebody who does not look anything remotely like Aaron Judge outside of the guy who played for 45 minutes last night or an hour and a half before he dropped the pop-up.
The problem for him is he set such a standard in the regular season.
I get it.
And then in the postseason, the short series, good pitching, The numbers are nowhere near where they were. I'm not saying he played great in the postseason. He didn't, obviously. And the mistake last night is unforgivable. But even if you take that mistake out, an unforgivable mistake, take that out, how would you evaluate his postseason? Not very good, but I don't think that, for me at least, I wouldn't be blaming Judge. I just don't think the Yankees are built well enough organizationally as a team.
I agree with that. But, you know, before the home run, and we'll get back to these calls, BT and Sal, 888-808-1019. For me, If you strip away the home run and the catch and also the drop, and I evaluate his World Series performance, F. And when you're the captain of the Yankees and you are one of the most transcendent athletes here or anywhere in my lifetime, and you play for the Yankees and you deliver an F, it is what it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.